السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. A while ago I began a series which we have titled Lessons from Sirah in the Light of Quran. I had always a desire to discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one way is in Sirah you start from the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything was miraculous of his life until the age of 40, and then from the age of 40 till the age of 63, the period of Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Another way that came to my mind and appealed to me was to discuss Sirah in the light of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was living Quran. Kana khuluquhu al Quran. Every ayah of Quran came, that was his Sirah. And because of Quran, it becomes a living seerah. That what he did, he never do it as his own individual, he did it as a ummah. That as I have done, you will have to do also. And as I read it and it became part of me, you will also read the surah, it must become part of you. Allah Tabarakallah make two surahs will be discussed now. One will refer to a period of Makkah Mukarrama, which was regarded as the difficult period, where Islam found itself surrounded by kufr, where the people of kufr were ghalib and the people of Islam had to be under, where the people of kufr had the wealth, the people of Islam were being oppressed because of these people's wealth, where propaganda belonged to the people of evil and the people of Islam had to listen to a lot of propaganda. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. During that time, Allah Tabarakallah would say, indeed we know that because of what they are saying, your heart is in pain, your heart is tight. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. At that moment, they could not fight. They could not stand up for their own rights. You're under a system. One surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And the second surah we will discuss is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. This was the period of Madina Munawwara, where everything started changing. Now the Jews were defeated. The battle of Khaybar was the defeat of the Jew. After the Jew was defeated, Islam was just going to start going higher and higher. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. These two surahs are going to teach us a seerah. Seerah means normally we say the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah means tariqah. Tariqah means a path. A path on which he walked and he said to the people, Ana wa manittaba'ani. That it is a road on which I am walking, you walk with me. It is a road on which I am walking, you walk with me. But to get the seerah in our life, we will have to read the surah as Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the surah. He read it to himself and it became part of him. We will have to read it to ourselves. Look at the surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The meaning of it is, say, يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, O people of kufr. Say to the people of kufr. But the ummah was told, read the surah in your salah. Now when we're reading it in our salah, who's listening to the surah? Are we saying it to the non-Muslim or am I saying it to myself? Saying it to myself is saying that this is, after the salah, how you will have to relate to the people of kufr around you. It's an announcement, say to the people of kufr, but it is telling the person, your life will have to proclaim this. So first you will have to say it to yourself. So many times you will have to read this. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. O people of kufr. Normally when we hear kufr, perhaps our mind goes to one thing, non-Muslim. Kufr. What makes a person kafir is an isme fa'il. Isme fa'il means it's a man who got the act. The man who got the act, it is the act that made the man kafir. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahimullah, someone said to him, make dua, make bad dua, curse the Christian, curse the Jew. He lifts up his hands and what a dua comes on his tongue. He says, Allah, remove the habits of the Christians and the Jews that have come in the heart of the believers. Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyata wan nasraniyata min qulubil muslimin. Where the one was saying, Allah, take out the Christian and the Jew from the land of the Arabs. He said, what about the Muslim who is Christian in the Arab land? When the Christian and the Jew comes out and they leave him, he is sometimes more harmful than the Christian. How many times when these nations left and everyone celebrated, we finally liberated. But when they left, then the entire religion of Islam, it seems, left with them. The nation said we liberated and the next thing we knew, 10 years later, there's no Islam. We'll say the enemy never took out Islam. After the enemy went, the Muslim took out Islam. Because within the Muslim, the enemy entered himself. Kufr is an act. It can make a Muslim a kafir. It can make a Muslim a kafir, meaning my name will still be Ridwan. But because my name is a Muslim name, doesn't mean I am a Muslim. If the act within me is kufr, the name will stay the same. One John might enter into Jannah and one Ridwan might burn in the fire. Allah save us all. We grow up thinking kafir refers to that non-Muslim. Kafir refers to the word kufr. And whoever carries an act of kufr, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, we will have to read the surah and say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it. He read it to the people around. They read it. So much they read it, that the act of kufr, whoever was now going to carry it, they had to explain to that person, my relationship with you, O man of kufr, ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun. I can never ever worship that what you are worshipping. Again, what a question this is. Every kafir, kafir means a man of kufr. An atheist is also a man of kufr. But the atheist worships nothing. You ask the atheist, who you worship? 3 gods, 4 gods, 10 gods. He say, no gods. Allah Ta'ala says, say to the kafir, say to the man of kufr, that what you are worshipping, I can never worship. What is he worshipping? Allah Ta'ala says, afara'ayta مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ وَسَمْعِهِ وَبَصَرِهِ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. And Allah has made, أَفَرَأَيْتَ, Allah تبارك تعالى says, think, have you seen? Have you seen the results? Have you seen the actions? Have you heard the statements? What I will now be mentioning is this era we have entered, which is called the era of principles. A few years ago when I used to visit the United Kingdom, it was only there I had seen it. South Africa never had it. But we all knew South Africa is about 10 years behind. They had something called British principle. British principle means you can be whatever you are, but whatever the principle of the British becomes, the usul, British principle becomes more important than whatever your faith has to say. At that time it was not so bad, because British principles were few. Among them there were those that were funny, which made people laugh. The Queen, that time the Queen was alive, they said God save the Queen, she never got saved. Now they're saying God save the King, hopefully he can't, but he'll also going in that same road. The Queen, if she liked something, like a dove, I think she liked a swan, if I'm not mistaken, a duck or a swan. So the Queen will say the duck is the Queen's property. That becomes British principle. Now the duck is the queen's property, means in the entire United Kingdom, you can kill a man and you'll get 10 years in prison. You kill a duck, you get life in prison. Because how dare you touch what the queen likes? Queen's property, you don't kill the duck. Had the queen said, the people of Britain are my property, everyone will be saved. But she made the duck her property. British principle became so important that whatever the principle is, you can be Muslim, you can be Christian, you can be Jew, above everyone else is a principle. Everyone is told to worship the principle. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, have you seen the result of the one who made his desire, his thought, he made that his deity? That's what he worshipped. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Now despite having knowledge that what I'm saying does not make sense, still you see the man going in his road of nonsense. عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. At this present moment where the this alphabet fitna, alphabet we call it because we said when we were small, we said A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And today when they tell the child alphabet, they'll say LGBT. That LGBT is this kufr. And the man who carries it is called Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. And this surah teaches the people of Iman, wherever you are, if you will find yourself in an era where a principle of kufr is put up, and you find yourself in an era of Makkah Mukarramah, perhaps for 13 years you will have to make sabr in that era. During that era, two things will pull you through. One is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, which you will mention. And one is قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, to pull you through. When the crusaders attacked Masjid al-Aqsa, which was known as the Knight Templars, Templar Knights, which was a Jewish, at the beginning they called it, now they are understanding it was a satanic group behind all the Christians. And then they established themselves in one part of Al-Aqsa so that they could start digging. And they dug and they did a lot of research and they found a lot of things. They were known as Templar Knights, evil in nature. When Salahuddin took over 90 years later, he forgave every Christian, but whoever was Templar Knight, he could not forgive. He understood that Templar Knight is the devil's man. Whoever was a Templar Knight, Knight Templar, he had him killed. As for the Christian, he had no problem, I forgive you, go. The Christian was the one who killed people. The Templar Knights did not kill, but the Templar Knight was the one behind all the killings. What we will call sometimes a Jewish lobby. And in front of it you will have a European country. A day will come where Allah Tabarak Ta'ala will make thousands and thousands of Christians on the coming down of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, or just before that. And they will look at the reality and they will put their heads in down and they will say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But the agents of the devil, the agents of Dajjal, they will go in the battle against Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Where the Christian will see him coming and say, Allah's Nabi this is. The devil and the agents of the devil will know Nabi Isa alayhi salam has come. And they will still stand with their they call him the Antichrist. We call him the false Messiah. And they will say, we'll fight against the Nabi of Allah. At that time, the Templar Knight, Salahuddin Ayyubi, forgave Christians. He could not forgive the Templar Knight. One of the things of the Templar Knight, which was at that time already unique, at that time, whoever knows history will understand when we're speaking about when the Crusades took place. The symbol of the Templar Knights was a horse and two men on the horse. The motto of the Templar Knights was, we are very pure people. Very pure people, so they had what is called a white lungi, like a white covering, loin cloth. The loin cloth meant that me, I got no desires, which meant you are very pious man. No desires, meaning I'll never open my cloth for another woman. But their picture, their symbol was two men on a horse. Two men on a horse meant that my relationships is not with any other woman, my relationship is with the man in front. At that time already the symbol showed, if you want to be the agent of the devil himself, it cannot be a man and a woman having relation, it will be a man and a man or a woman and a woman. There was a time when I visited one of these countries. This was also perhaps about 11 years, 12, 15 years ago. A friend of mine got a promotion. He heard one of the lectures, he said to me that I was offered. He said, in the class that we work in, if you get promoted, you go to the next level. Next level means of the building. So if you're on this level, you actually go on to the next level. These people don't make salam. They don't greet the people under. You're of a different class. You go a higher level. He said, your salary doubles. Then your salary triples as you go up the levels. So he reached level 2 or level 3. Now he got a promotion for level 4. So when you come there, you don't know anyone of the lower levels. He said, but I can't take level 4. He said, the only reason I can't take it is my friend told me, on level 4, everyone has to either be man to man or woman to woman. Whoever reaches level 4 will get his salary for a while and then someone will come to him. If it is a woman will come. If it's a man will come. To be the agent of the devil, a man and a woman having relation, even if it's a haram relation, the devil says, you're not mine. To be the devil's, to walk on the horse of the devil, you needed two men to be together. At that time, the Templar knights, when they showed the loin cloth to say, I'm very pure, means I do not take out my desires where it's supposed to be taken out. I need another man in front of me to ride the horse of the devil. Where it was today, without the horse and the two men, in a loud manner, they have now told everyone, become the agent of the devil. Who's ready to jump on this horse? You might be surprised that why is the soccer star? Is he not shy to announce to the world that you know me also? Then you say the music star, me also. The reason is that star understands they will no longer be the bright star of the devil until they also want to ride on the horse. They need to be man and man, woman and woman, and announce it big in the world. The devil will not accept as his highest agents except those who follow the system. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. In such an era, and we now found ourselves, when people today are asking, why are all the master groups in the world? The question will be, what made them so master in the world? You say the richest of organizations, you'll say, who made them so rich? The very one who put them in front, the very system that put them in front, has now asked them, it's time for you to pay back. Now when you will enter the mall and you will see, the question is, how will I respond when I'll see a message carrying kufr? My answer will be, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun. What you are worshipping a thought, you are worshipping a fancy, perhaps you don't know it, you are worshipping the devil himself. I am not worshipping what you are worshipping. لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. And definitely you are not a worshipper of what I worship. In the world at the present moment, until you take the step into what is called the worship of the devil himself, one step behind is called humanism. Humanism is what's being promoted at the moment. After humanism, they'll promote Satanism. You might think that no one will ever say this. A few years ago, if we had to say, a time will come where in the school they'll teach your child that for you to be John's best friend, it's not only natural, it's good. People will say they'll never do that. I remember if it was a few years ago, in a certain masajid, perhaps I mentioned something. which was a little too high. Some people said age restriction. Age restriction. But in the school, no one today will go and tell the teacher age restriction. That this is my four-year-old child. How can you teach him this year? They took away that entire age restriction. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, and Allah will never be shy. There's a time that a parent has to speak to his child. And he has to say that if shyness is going to put you at the risk of falling into kufr, then forget my shyness. I will have to be open with you now. You have been created to fulfill your desire with a female. Adam alayhi salam, first thing created for the happiness of Adam alayhi salam was Hawa. If there was an alternative, Allah Tabarakallah right at the beginning would have made one alternative. The child has to understand what does Hawa mean. Why did Allah bring her? How does a man feel? How does a man get desire? This loin cloth put around them to say, me, I'm so pure. It was a lie. No one can be so pure. A man gets desire. The child has to be told. Everyone gets desire. But Allah Tabarakallah has then said, I will allow you in certain places to fulfill your desire. And I will not allow you in certain places. Where the person in school today is asking, but what if I'm desirous of John? I'm desirous of Tom. I'm not desirous of Fatima and Aisha. Then should I not follow my desire? The answer was also given, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Almighty Allah says, and we put within man desires. Desires of evil, وَتَقْوَاهَا, and the ability to say no to those desires also. Certain doors were open, you need to, you can walk in this door. Certain doors were left closed. Had Allah wanted, He wouldn't have created a door, put a wall. But then there would have been no exam. A door was put, and the door was shut. And man saw the door and said, I wonder what's on the other side of that door. And the answer was given, that because you are my slave, you will live as a slave. Enter in the door which I allow to open, and do not ever go near the door which I have kept closed. For that man is Jannah. Humanism means the human body, my human body, becomes so important that it becomes a god in itself. I worship myself. Humanism. La a'budu. I cannot worship what you are worshipping. The world at the moment is worshipping humanism himself. Me and you have to think how far we have gone through this worship. One is the worship of the human body, my human body. One is the worship of the creator of this body. The man who worships this body, Allah save all of us from it. He will always take selfies. You might think selfies is a game. It is the stepping stone to start worshipping yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught, man tawadha'a, the man who keeps himself down. The devil taught, the one who lifts himself up. The devil said, look at me, I am fire that goes up. He is only sand. Sand became the inheritors of Jannah. The devil going up became the inmates of Jahannam. They said, lift yourself up, take a selfie, show yourself who you are. That man became so obsessed with himself. If he's having biryani, he's taking a picture of biryani. A time has now come where people, their wives are saying, my husband takes the phone into the bathroom. So there at least I know he's not taking selfies there. I don't think there's anything to take. But you ask that person, how can you take a phone into the bathroom? He only takes it in because he became so obsessed with his own lust and desire that he can leave a halal wife at night. He can spoil his sleep. He can take that phone which he became a worshipper of, and he takes the phone with him into the toilet. He sits in the den of the devil, where somebody else would said, "A'udhu bika min al-khubuth wal-khaba'ith." Allah, the biggest of filth is here. I ask your protection. This man walks into that filth. Then he puts on his phone. Then he starts scrolling. Afara'ita. Allah says, look at the result of the man who made his desires his God. That man in the toilet, even if he's Ahmad, Muhammad by name, as he looks at that, Allah make it, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, must come in his mind. O people carrying kufr, we cannot worship what you worshipping. Immediately he writes, am I a kafir? Immediately he has to put it off. He has to walk out. He has to say, Allah, I ask your forgiveness. How can I fall in this act? How can I fall? There's acts of kufr which are being held out. Acts of kufr. La a'budu. When humanism happens, this body becomes so important. It starts with a selfie. It lands up that if this man needs an organ, if one part of his body is failing, he will be ready to pay for somebody else to be killed and that man's organ taken out just so that I can live. It is called when I worship my body, everyone around me can die as long as I survive. Survival of the fittest. When man worships the creator of this human body, he goes the other way around. If somebody else is dying in front and there's a little water and he also can die, he takes his hand, he pushes the water to that person. That man takes the bottle, he pushes the water to this person. This one says, drink. He says, you drink. Both of them, they might die with La ilaha illallah. Both of them were the worshippers of the creator of the body. Where a man worships the body, he'll never sacrifice. You call it matlabi. Whenever I do something, there's some desire I got under it. My body is important. When a man is a worshipper of the creator of the body, he will do to someone and he will say, even if you don't thank me, I never did it in the end for you. I did it for the one who's always most appreciative. When that person says, don't you appreciate? You say, you don't know who you're worshipping at the moment. Why did you do it for him? Do it for an Allah who is always shakur. These steps that people are now taking, it starts with a selfie. It ends up being obsessed with your body. Ask that boy who started push-ups. There was nothing wrong with push-ups. You asked him, why are you doing it? He said, jihad fi sabilillah. We said, mubarak to you. But then do the push-up after Fajr Salah. Don't miss Fajr and then do the push-up. Because then they can't be jihad fi sabilillah. He said, but I need to go gym. I'll read my Fajr early at home. My friends are in the gym at the moment. In the gym. It was jihad fi sabilillah. It was actually muscles on the hand. He looked at self in the mirror. He saw one muscle. He saw another. But when he went in the gym, he saw someone with more muscles than him. He came back again. He was not on the musalla. That push-up never helped him to stand up for Fajr. He looked at, why is my muscle not like his muscle? He said, if I need to create a muscle, animals get muscles. They are injected. I can also be injected. His body became the most important, humanism. He became a worshipper of his body. If you asked him, now why are you doing it? He said, she won't marry me unless I got a body. She won't marry me. He got married to her then. Then the very wife is crying. And she says, my husband is obsessed not with my body, with his body. He said, I'm doing it for her. I got the prettiest girl on the block. She says, he's not worried of my body, he's worried of his body. He stands in front, he does this by the mirror. Then he took another tablet, he took another injection. You tell him, read what's happening with this injection. It's making your mind go wild. It is making you angry. It is making you scream. The world of kufr, they have already seen husbands murder their wives and chop them into pieces. By Allah's fadl, the world of Islam hasn't yet seen it because we haven't yet become worshippers of our body. But I can see people walking in that direction. Everyone is only worried of themselves. The selfie, which was never part of a Muslim's life, if he did the greatest of kamal, which will come in إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ, and remember when the help of Allah will come, an open victory will come, a conqueror will lift up his hands and say, we won. A Nabi and the follower of Nabi will fall in sajda and they will say, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Three things they will say. Alhamdulillah, if praise belongs to anyone, Allah, it is not me, it is you. My head stays down, your greatness goes up. There is no hand going up. There is indication to the one who is always up. The head goes down in sajda. Alhamdulillah. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika. Fasabbih. Then speak of the purity of Allah. Purity of Allah. If there is anything pure, Allah, it is only you. I cannot be pure. I am not pure. I spoiled it in so many places as action. In your kindness you covered up. They saw the madrasa. They said, what a lovely madrasa you got. But I knew in the madrasa, I knew in my own life, in my own personal capacity, I am filled with faults. I said, Allah, amazing is your sattari. How you covered it that the man so close to me can't see my faults. If there's purity, it's only for you. If there's praise, only for you. Purity only for you. Wastaghfir. And then the man said, as for me, Allah, I just ask you to forgive me. The greatest kamal the world ever saw was the entering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Mukarrama as a conqueror. Fath Makkah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam for a second time brings the surah. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. And when the help of Allah comes, and you see the people entering into Islam, jamaats after jamaats, jamaats after jamaats. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's head falls onto the back of the animal. He's in sajda. That night, there was no celebrations. There was no lights. There was no parting. There was no, we got Makkah Mukarrama. We got the Markaz. Hind, who is the wife of Abu Sufyan, who was the woman who said, I want the flesh of Hamza radiallahu an. She understands that tomorrow they're going to look for me. They might pass a decision. Tonight they might come and pull me out of the house. They might even take my izzat, my honor. I might be slaughtered. She's waiting. At night is the time where everything of chaos happens. Someone is drinking his liquor. Someone is screaming. But the night is quiet. Then she says, a time comes where I can't hold myself anymore. That when are they going to come? They say, al-intizar ashaddu min al-maut. Waiting for death is sometimes harder than dying. She's waiting for death. Death is not coming. She opens the door. She looks outside. The streets are empty. She says she comes to the haram. And in the haram, it is only people crying in front of Allah. That is the difference between a conqueror and a Nabi. A selfie is not part of the life of a believer. Because one selfie is to say, I am unique. That humanism's root starts at this I. There is no I for me and you. Everything is Allah. There is no I. Rather for me and you is, I am only a slave of my Allah. I eat like a slave. I sit like a slave. I am his slave. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called out, I am the slave of Allah. Allah tabarakallah says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. To be a slave of Allah is the greatest honor. Greatest honor. Me and you, our honor is not I. Our honor is huwa, he. Our honor is qul, huwa Allahu ahad. If there is one unique, it's him. As for me, I'm the slave of one. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. You will enter a system, principles. That person said, I cannot take that level 4. Because on level 4, the money will double, triple, quadruple. But I will have to become man to man or woman to woman. Otherwise, I can't be the agent of the devil. We are going to see in the next few years a push from global quarters. At that time, our first will be, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. So many times I must read it in my salah. It must become part of my nation. That I do not worship what you, and you are not worshipping what I am worshipping. My direction is towards paradise. Yours is towards Jahannam. If I see someone dying in front of me, I'll run to help him. If you see someone dying in front of you, you'll run to cut him. So say, take out the organ, I can use it somewhere else. If I see someone weak, I will run to pick him up, even if I have to slip and fall. If you see someone weak, you will say, get rid of him so somebody else more powerful can be created. You call it survival of the fittest. I call it the fittest must see to the survival of the weakest. You will say you'll die for your body. I will say I'll die for the creator of the body. For you to die is the end. For me to die is the beginning. My road is different. Your road is different. This entire thing came in what a verse of Quran. La a'budu ma ta'budun. I am not worshipping what you worship. My direction in life is totally different. If you say, let's meet and we can discuss this. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. And I can tell you, it's not going to get any better. As you're going to continue, the devil is going to ask for even worse than this. So your road will get filthier by the day, and my road will get purer by the day. We will never be able to meet. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. For you will be your path and your own reckoning. For me will be my path, my own reckoning. If we need to talk, let's talk of something else now. If that man comes and says, I am Chinese. You say, very good, I like the Chinese people. He say, I eat dog. And he say, don't talk about your diet because your dog is spoiling my biryani. What you do on your private life, I'm not going to come and see in your house. But don't bring your dog in front of me. There are some masjids here in this country, perhaps you don't see it. It's a difference of opinion. When you stand in salah, then do you stand with your own feet for yourself, or do you stretch your legs a little and it touches somebody else's? So the one who has the view that you can't touch feet, they are at complete liberty that you can join feet to somebody else. But they are always told that you might find next to you another musalli who doesn't want your toes to touch his toes. So once you see him moving his legs, don't open more, because you're making it uncomfortable. That man don't want to read salah now. Say, keep your leg to yourself and mine to me. Meaning, if you want to touch, don't come touch me. The world has come today that I'll come up to you and I'll put my head in your face and say, you got a problem with me. You ask, what's my problem? You say, you know me, I'm with this guy. You got a problem. He said, why you bring your dog in front of me? And you take a bite and say, you got a problem. Eat your dog in your house. But they do not want to do that. Why? Because not only are they asked to carry kufr at the moment, they are now being asked to deposit kufr. They are not being asked anymore to carry kufr. They are now being asked to deposit kufr. They need to deposit it. The more it falls in, the more points they score. If I can get kufr in Ahmad, I'll score so many points. Kufr in Muhammad, so many points. If I'm in school, no longer am I a teacher of morals. I have to be a depositor of kufr. As long as I can get that kufr in different heads, you'll tell the person in the end, but you are Christian. They will say, but you know, British principles, it what really matters. Christianity is for the church. We will say to that person, you're not really a Christian. You are actually a worshipper of something else. And as for me, la a'budu ma ta'budun. What you are worshipping at the moment, I cannot be that worshipper. The child has to read it so much, it has become part of his seerah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 13 years they saw the actions of kufr carried by the people around them. It did not affect his sahaba. Rather, every day when they saw the action of kufr, it created more iman in them. It pushed them further on their path. After 13 years, when they entered Medina Munawwara, not one of them went walking with one deposit of kufr. How they managed that? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. They read it to themselves at the time where they could not read it to the people of kufr. We're living in South Africa. We're living in a global world of kufr. Sometimes loudly I can't say it to the world. Can I say it to myself? But I'll have to say it so many times to myself. La a'budu ma ta'budun. I am not a worshipper of what you're worshipping. And I will walk on this path. And you will see the path will get purer by the day. When someone asks, how will I answer the objection? The surah will bring the answers. When you will say, how must I relate with the person? The surah will bring it, as it brought a seerah in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A seerah that he made him not despise any of the people of Kufr in Makkah Mukarrama, but rather in Medina Munawwara and in Makkah Mukarrama, he stood on a musalla and at night feeling sympathy for the people of Kufr, that where are you going in your path? He cried and he cried until Allah Tabarakallah says, it seems you're going to kill yourself in sympathy for these people. They say, you despise me, you look bad at me, you will have to say to that man, rather, at night perhaps you don't cry for yourself, I am crying for you at the moment. There is no despising the man, there is no looking down on the man, it is a burn in the heart, you are a carrier of kufr, you got a bomb in your body, if the time comes and it blows, you will go and your entire family will go. I feel that pain when I see you. It is not on Ahmad or Muhammad or John or Tom. It is what Ahmad, Muhammad, John or Tom is carrying within him. If it's a body, it makes me bleed. It makes me feel, La a'budu ma ta'budun. The surah will create this entire understanding. It will give you the answers when you need it. It will give you the reaction when you need it. But if me and you don't have Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun within us, a time might come where because of continuous time in school, in university, in the workplace, some time might come. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِمْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَإِمْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. Allah gives an example of the wife of Nabi Lut alayhi salam. Nabi Lut alayhi salam's people were involved in an action of men to men. There was no woman to woman, only men to men. If the man came happily, they took happily. Otherwise, they raped other men. There's no limits. They looked for a caravan. They grabbed the caravan. They left the woman. They took the men. Their desire in men was, which Allah Tabarakallah says, La'amruk, by the oath of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the intoxication of this dirt, they were lost. Ya'mahun. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's wife was not a woman to another woman. But a time came because she grew up in this village. When wrong is done continuously, a time comes it becomes normal. And then normal becomes a little enjoyable. Some people who have become addicted to seeing things on their phone, Allah save us all. It is a joke at the beginning because it's so cheap. Just scroll, scroll, YouTube, YouTube, YouTube until something comes. It starts where he sees a man and a woman. He never thought he will see it. But will he stop there? The time has now come where people are now wanting to see man and man, woman and woman. When one friend came, then I told him that if you were looking at man to woman itself, it would have been haram. He said, but I cry that you are enjoying looking at man to man, because I'm scared that you are happy about kufr. You are happy about kufr. There you are happy about zina, man and a woman. I said, you are looking at man to man. And your name is Muhammad, your name is Ahmed, but you became the carrier of kufr. On porn they have taken people into kufr itself, into kufr itself. The wife of Lut alayhi salam did not do the act, but as time went, it became normal for her. It became a little enjoyable for her. When Allah Tabarakala sent angels to the house of Lut alayhi salam to punish the people who were involved, they came so handsome. She sends a message to these people that in this house they are very handsome boys. She enjoyed an act, but she never took part in the act. Never took part. Allah Tabarakallah says, Daraballahu mathala. Allah gives what an example. The highest example, this. Allah went into the house of the Nabi to give an example to the people of Iman. That your wife can be Rabia Basriya, but you could be a Jahannami. You could be Junaid Baghdadi, your wife can be a Jahannami. You can be the Shaykhul Hadith, your son can be a Jahannami. It got nothing to do with name. It got nothing to do with family. Are you a carrier of kufr or the love of kufr? Daraballahu mathala. Allah says, Allah gives an example. Allah bangs this example down. Lilladheena kafaru. Of people who fell into kufr. Who fell into kufr? Imra'at Lut. The wife of Lut. Kanata tahta abdaini min ibadina. She and the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, one wife. Kanata tahta abdaini min ibadina salihin. They were the wives of two of our most selected servants. Fakhanatahuma. They betrayed their husbands. They were treacherous. We betrayed that name Ahmad. That name Ahmad will never pull that man into Jannah. Allah says they betrayed their husbands. Falam yughniya anhuma min Allahi shay'a. Their husbands were not able to help them in front of Allah in the least bit. Waqila nara. It was said to them, others are going into the fire of Jahannam. You like their walk, you walk with them into the fire. Udkhulan nara ma'ad dakhilin. It was said the name, the husband, the head of that house was not able to pull the person. The name Ahmad, the name Muhammad, the name I'm a Muslim, the name I'm a person of this masjid, I'm a person of this institute. Names will not save a person. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. It got to do, am I a carrier of actions of kufr? Do I love the action? Or am I walking on the path? لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ. That your road is going in that direction. You worship the human body. You are a worshipper of lust. You are a worshipper of desires. You don't know you are a worshipper of the devil. As for me, I am the creator. I am the slave of the creator of man. He made my body. Because he made my body, if he says to the eye, look, the eye will look and enjoy. When he says to the eye, don't look, then my nafs will say, but why? And my heart will have to answer my nafs, jaan di usine, that the life came from him, not from me. Jaan di usine, my life came from him, not from you. When the time comes to obey, I'm not going to obey you, I will have to obey him. The nafs will say, you'll die then. You'll say, even if I die, jaan di, jisne jaan di. I gave my life to the one who gave me life. I gave my life to the one who gave me life. Then the man will say, haq tu ye hai, ke haq ada na hua. People will say, he's a martyr of Allah. The martyr will say, what martyrdom is this? I only returned life from where it came. The martyr himself will say, what did I do? When a man is the worshipper of the creator of the body, he will create the greatest kamal in the world. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, it was the time of Hajj, it was the days of Mina, أَيَّامُ التَّشْرِيكِ. Those 3 days when we are just pelting the jamarat, in the middle of those days, Jibreel alayhi salam comes down again. Now Makkah Mukarramah's 13 years, where only a handful could read Kalima. And then the beginning of Medina Munawwara, where they reached the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, and now he got 10,000. Now he's on the plains of Hajj, and the number is about 124,000. At that time, Jibreel alayhi salam comes again. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, the last surah, full surah to be brought as revelation. Although it had come before, but Jibreel alayhi salam brings it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads it. He calls for his animal. He gets onto the animal. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ. That whatever you are seeing here, is it my doing? He says, when the help of Allah comes, my job is to immediately say, Subhanallah, wa bihamdi, astaghfirullah. And he just starts saying it. After about 3 months from this date, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will pass away. During these 3 months, His wives will say to him, now when you're sitting, now when you're standing, now in your ruku, now in your sajda, we're only hearing you saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Astaghfirullah. And in different ways he's saying it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah left for me a sign in my ummah. He says, this is actually the indication to me my job is done. But how to end how I began. In Makkah Mukarrama, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. When everyone is speaking bad, we know you're feeling pain. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. In Makkah Mukarrama it was said, say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, continue worshipping Allah until death will come. At the ending, he said, when the conquest will come, you'll go back to how you started. Again say Subhanallah, again say Alhamdulillah, and then say Astaghfirullah. Innahu kana tawwaba. Then you will see how Allah's special attention will be focused towards you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's seerat was a walk that he wanted me and you to walk. We are seeing an era of Makkah Mukarrama. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it we walk out of this era like the Jamaat who walked out and they went for the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara. None of them carried kufr as they made their journey. Medina was called Taba, Tayyiba, that if dirt was going to come, Medina was going to send it out. That dirt do not come on this journey. Only that which is pure will be allowed into the city. Not one of them went carrying kufr. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make it. We got a few years in these countries. We'll have to come out of this. Perhaps when we come out, we will enter into a Muslim country. Perhaps we will enter straight into paradise. Allah make it wherever we enter. Until the day where we have to make that step, we cannot be the carrier of kufr. I cannot joke with an action of kufr. I cannot smile on an action of kufr. I have to bleed. I have to cry. I have to lift up my hands. Someone comes in front of me. If my face doesn't show I'm upset, my heart has to show it. I have to look down. I say, Allah help him. Allah guide him. I cannot be like the wife of Nabi Lut alayhi salam. That because everyone is doing it, it has now become normal. There's no way out. If everyone moves in one direction, let me also move. Because Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, lest he has to say, Udkhul an-nara ma'ad dakhilin. Many people want to enter the fire. You want to enter with them. Lakum deenukum waliyadeen. My walk is a different walk. Your walk is a different walk. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala grant us this seerah through this surah. And the next, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, has to change these things in us. Number one, selfies have to come out of our life. This thing about I have to photograph every and anything. Big thing, small thing, jais thing, non-jais, everything. Where's my camera? Say, look at the thing yourself. Yeah, I'm not interested in looking. Where's the camera? If the camera falls, the heart breaks. Everything is the camera. It is a step towards selfie means yourself is the main thing. Selfie. That man who closes that camera will suddenly realize that my Allah gave me two eyes. I don't need the camera. Then he will say two eyes. He said my one eye is sufficient for seeing everything else. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahimullah then said, then you will think about what's the purpose of the other eye. He says, then you will realize Allah gave me one eye to see to my needs and He gave the other eye to see to the needs of the people around. A man who's a worshipper of himself, he'll have his camera with his two eyes, he'll become blind of everyone around him. He'll only see himself. He'll forget of the world. Obsessed with his picture. Obsessed with what he made. He'll look at it. He'll dream about it. He'll ponder about it. Only him. Only him. Some people committed suicide, not purposely, mistakenly they died because they wanted to stand on the cliff. They wanted to move more so I can get the best picture. That thing was there, the drone, and he is moving. And the last thing the camera saw was his scream, ah, and gone. He said, your own life, when you worshipped your life, you gave your life also. Just to get that picture, where he went to stand, where? Tell him, like, what will you get out of it? I reached one time in Turkey, there was one woman, it pleased me in Turkey, at that time you wouldn't see woman with parda. But most likely she was a woman from one of our countries. So she was standing from far. I noticed her. I wanted to scream that, auntie, you walking back, you're going to fall over in the water. But maybe she knew, but she wanted to be as close as possible to the water so that that camera can take a picture. So from there, I wanted to say, but auntie, you in parda. Even if you take the picture, no one's going to believe it was you. Like, how you know it's you? But still, that it's me. Like, can't even see you. Allah Tawarakala, save us from the selfie. Make us again the worshippers of the creator of the body. Let us not be the worshippers of the body itself. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الله in your kindness الله in your kindness الله in your كرم in your رحم الله in your كرم in your رحم الله allow every one of us to be your slave الله to love as your slave الله to die as your slave to be resurrected as your slave to find our honor in your slavery to find our honor in dying for you to find our honor in sacrificing for you to find our honor in bleeding for you to break our every whim to break our every desire to do only what makes you happy to stay far from what makes you angry to smile when you are pleased to be upset when you are upset to walk in the manner you want us to walk to talk in the manner you want us to talk to behave in the manner you want us to behave. Allah, make us a replica of your Nabi. Allah, make us a replica of your Nabi. Allah, what a pure seerah. Allah, allow our leg to walk on that seerah. Allah, allow our mind to follow that seerah. Allah, allow our tongue to talk that seerah. Allah, make us as our Nabi was. Allah, make us as our Nabi was. Allah, allow us to be like him. Allah, allow us to be with him. Allah, allow us to live in his thoughts. Allah, allow us to die in his thoughts. Allah, allow us to have ziyarat of him in the qabr. Allah, allow our hashr to be next to him. Allah, allow our place in Jannatul Firdaus to be close to him. Allah, nothing is far from you. Allah, where the end can be so beautiful. Allah, make the beginning so beautiful. Allah, in this world, grant us sunnah. Allah, in the next world, grant us the imam of the sunnah. Allah, in this world, grant us love for the sunnah. Allah, in the next world, grant us proximity of the man of sunnah. Allah, in this world, let the word Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be on our tongue and mind. Allah, in the next world, let him be in our eye. Allah, let him be close to us. Allah, let us be his companion. Allah, in this world, make us his khadim. Allah, in the next world, keep us as his khuddam. Allah, in this world, let us sacrifice for his teachings. Allah, in the next world, let us stand surrounded by his teachings. Allah, make every one of us the people of Quran. Allah, make every one of us from the people of Quran. Allah, protect us from slipping. Allah, protect us from falling. Allah, purify us from every act of kufr. Allah, purify us from every act of kufr. Allah, let there be no shirk. Let there be no kufr. Let there be no hypocrisy. Let there be no falt. Let there be no dirt. Allah, bless us with an eye. Allah, bless us with an eye that after today it will never ever see haram and take enjoyment. Allah, it will never see haram and take enjoyment. Allah, it will never see haram and take enjoyment. Allah, bless us with a heart that after finding your love cannot find love anywhere else where you are not happy. After finding your love can never find love in anything which does not make you happy. Allah, bless us with an heart which only wants to die for you, which only pumps in your love, and which only wants to die in your love. Allah, make us yours. Allah, make us yours. Allah, make us yours. Allah, one Nabi of yours. Wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Remember that Ibrahim who was faithful to his Allah. Allah, as the days of Ibrahim are now coming, Allah, make every one of us that Ibrahim. Allah, make every one of us wafi to you. Allah, make every one of us faithful to you. Allah, make every one of us true to you. Allah, make every one of us sincere to you. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru kullu. سبحان الله وبحمده نستغفر الله ونتوب إليه سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
جزاكم الله أحسن الجزاء السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته